Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with Winter. It's a solo edition this time. I haven't done one of these. God, I couldn't tell you. And I'm driving my car, so this is probably illegal. But what you want to always do, friends, when you're in your car is click your seatbelt. I got a hard time remembering that. I don't know if it's because I'm 46 years old and I'm starting to lose it, or I just don't give a fuck, or what it is. But as many of you know that listen to the show all the time, I'm a commercial driver by day and professional podcaster by night out of my dad's basement. So I have to wear a seatbelt all day long or I'd get dinged for it on my regular job, right? But I get into my personal vehicle, I almost never, ever put the damn thing on. It got so bad that my girlfriend, Victoria, for Valentine's Day, bought me a keychain that said, "I love you, buckle up." And you think that would be enough, right? I mean, she's looking me in the eye, she's giving me this gift. You're a professional driver by day and a professional podcaster by night. You know better. Put the seatbelt on. Why can't you do it? So, well, you just heard me do it there. I thought I'd have a nice one-on-one conversation with you. Just pretend it's me and you talking. There's no guests. There's no sound effects. There's no nonsense. You and I are talking. How's it going for you out there in these strange times of 2021? I hope COVID-19 hasn't affected you at all. It hasn't for me. Somehow I have ducked that insidious, dirty, filthy asshole of a disease. I have been out in the public since last March. I'm one of the essential workers. I'm essential to the success of America. I can say America now because we have a new president. I used to just call it America, but now it's back to being America. And being a essential worker, I don't know if you are, you might be. Why weren't we getting our shots first? We should have been getting our shots first. I kept hearing about, you know, grandma and grandpa bag of donuts need their shots because they're the most at risk. And I agree with that if you're sitting in a nursing home, right? Because you got all these people that work there. God bless them all. Because I can't imagine doing that job. Go home and come back and they could bring it with them and, you know, kill 90% of the people in the nursing home. So I get the nursing home thing. And I get people that are sick with something else that really need the help. They need the shot. But after that, it should be the goddamned essential workers getting the shots. The people that were out there in the grocery stores, driving trucks, working in the hospital. Maybe you're not a doctor or nurse. Maybe you're that guy or that gal that was dumping the fucking bedpans, right? And you're there every damn day, putting your health at risk, putting your family's health at risk to make a dollar. You're a hero. I'm a hero. You know who isn't a hero? Political Paul. He keeps telling me, "Hey, I'm an essential worker. In Indiana, realtors are considered essential workers." That's a bunch of crap. I love Paul like a brother, but that's a bunch of crap-ola. Sorry. And him and I have had many conversations off the air about who should get a shot, whose state is better at giving out the shots, and on and on and on and on. I wonder if you've gotten a shot. If you have, congratulations. Was it, like, people seem to be, like, grouping these shots into, like, you know, like cars, right? So if you get the Moderna, that's like a Cadillac of shots. It's the nice one. If you get the one that was made in London, and I forget the name of it now, it escapes me. You know it at home. You're saying it already, what it is. Thank you. That's like the Porsche of this flu shot, right? And now Johnson & Johnson just came out with theirs. People are saying that, like, that's the, like, Toyota Corolla of these flu shots. And right now, to be honest with you, I'll take that Corolla all day. I don't care if the fucking muffler is dragging on the ground and the engine is missing and there's no AC. Give me that Corolla shot. Slam it into my arm. Because I am sick to death of worrying about catching this thing. Sick to death of it. I can't take a trip because I'm worried about catching it. Victoria has already had her shots. She got the Cadillac. Right? First shot made her arm hurt. The second shot, she got sick for 24 hours, had the fever, had flu-like symptoms, and then it went away. But then after it went away, then she's bulletproof, right? She wants to take a trip. She wants to take a trip in the worst way. She'll go anywhere. Anywhere. Down to old Medico with the drug cartels and all that nonsense. Great. Sign her up. Give her a ticket. She wants to go. Canada. Anywhere. Iowa. Anywhere. And I just won't do it. I don't know what it is. Are you a bad American? Are you a bad patriot? Because I'm taking that word back from MAGA and Q. Are you a bad patriot if you're taking trips to Florida with the family and you're going to Disney World? Or are you a good patriot for helping the economy? It's really hard to tell. Are you being reckless with your family's health by taking a trip? Or are you saving their mental health by doing it? Because of everything we've gone through this year, you and me. It's something to ponder. You know what else is weird about this year? Like, I stopped caring about any other sport than football. And I don't know why that is. This last year was great. I mean, come on. The GOAT, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, wins his 7th Super Bowl. Amazing. An amazing season. An amazing story. I had a lot of fun with fantasy football. I'm sure you play it too, or you know somebody that does. But then, like, after that, I don't give a shit about baseball. I used to love baseball. I played baseball in high school. I just can't get excited about it, and I don't know why. Like, I used to. I live in Minnesota. You already know that too. We've had a lot of conversations, you and I. And all I've got to watch for basketball here, and I used to be a big hoop head. I went to Timberwolves games like they were going out of style. When they drafted the kid, Kevin Garnett, I could, man, I'd go to like 10 games a year. But the Wolves are just so goddamn hopeless now. I can't even watch him on TV. Like, I had the option when the Big G took off to Texas for the winter. If he wanted, he offered to leave the cable on. He's still a cable guy. You got to give him a break. He's 73 years old. He can't wrap his mind around app-based television. He can't get it around his brain. So he offered to leave it on. I would have to pay him for it, of course. But I thought about it, I'm like, do I really want to pay to watch the Timberwolves? No, fuck no, no. They're the worst team in the league. Why are the Timberwolves, except for that small window back in the 90s, late 2000s, or early 2000s, when they were good with Flip Saunders, why are they so horseshit year in and year out? Is it because of Minnesota? Is it that bad of a place to live? And that these NBA stars that get paid millions of dollars, and I don't care about that. I'm not one of the people that sit around and bitch and moan. Oh, they millionaire basketball players. Millionaire baseball players. Bunch of spoiled brats. That's what the market can afford, so that's what they get paid. But we just can't win here. We've had 15 head coaches of the Minnesota Timberwolves, and we can't win. We can't. I almost half wish that they just leave. It's like being in a bad relationship with somebody, and you love them, but you just don't get along. You just don't. You've tried everything. You've tried counseling. You've tried everything you can think of to save this relationship. And they just, you know, you just can't make it work. It just doesn't work between me and the Timberwolves anymore. And I think we got to break up. I'm starting to think one of us needs to go. We both can't occupy the same space anymore. Me and the Wolves. You know, they've taken my heart and they just threw it out the floor and stomped on it year after year. They need to go away. As long as we're on basketball, how about the Minnesota Golden Gophers? They were supposed to be good this year. What the fuck happened there? They were like ranked 16th. They were ahead of Iowa, the Hawkeyes. When did Iowa get a good basketball team all of a sudden? Iowa's always been known for their Hawkeye football, right? It's like church to those people down there, Hawkeye football. God bless them. I'll watch a Hawkeye game. I'm not going to root for them, but I'll watch a Hawkeye game. They're great. Now they got great basketball, too. How come we can't have great basketball in Minnesota? Why can't we have great basketball here at all? Why? Is it like some kind of cosmic punishment because we let the Lakers leave? And we're still paying for that after all, like 50 years, 60 years? If you didn't know it, the Los Angeles Lakers were the Minneapolis Lakers. They played in downtown. They were awesome. They won league championships. George Mikan, Hall of Fame center, just awesome, just dominated people, and we let them slip through our fingers. They left. It's like we're being punished. We made it to the Final Four with the Gophers and got stomped. And then after that, it turns out that we were cheating, and it was like wiped off the books. So then we go out and we get Rick Pitino's kid. Because we think that's going to work. Well, yeah, it's not Rick Pitino, but it's Rick Pitino light. Rick Pitino light. He'll come in here. He coached some shitty team in Florida and turned them around and got them in the NCAA tournament. So he'll be able to fix the Gophers. No. 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 We're never competing to win a Big Ten championship. Still garbage. I thought the Gophers football team may have turned a corner a couple years ago. This year, right back to sucking. Right back to sucking. Why is Minnesota cursed with sports? We've got two teams that have ever won anything. Your Minnesota Twins, two world championships, and the Minnesota Lynx that dominated. I think they won four WNBA championships. But people like gloss over that like it doesn't matter because it's women's basketball. How come women's sports don't matter? When are they going to matter? Here's something that popped up in my life recently. Victoria's daughter wrestles. She's a female wrestler. And she's really good. She's won state championships and all three styles of wrestling, professional, folk, and Greco. Professional is the most fun to watch. When she's jumping off the ropes and delivering that flying elbow, it's poetry. Poetry. And she's whipping them into the ropes and then giving them the clothesline. it's excitement at its best. I don't ever miss a match. So she's awesome, right? But she's tall for her age. She's 9 and she weighs 120 pounds. But she's tall. This year, when she was supposed to go and wrestle state, here in the great open-armed state of Minnesota, they didn't bother to create a weight class for girls over 110 pounds. So she couldn't wrestle other girls. There were other girls to wrestle. I don't know if you got a kid in wrestling. I mean, you know what a grind it is if you do. It's a lot of camps. It's a lot of traveling. It's a big time commitment. So you put all that time in and train. I know she's only 9, right? That's what you're thinking. Well, she's 9. Let her go watch iCarly or something instead. But she takes it super seriously. So it's a travesty that they're not doing more for women's amateur wrestling. Women's pro wrestling, on the other side of the coin, I mean, there's tons of money in that. Tons of money. You can turn on WWE any night, and there's plenty of pro women wrestlers. Girls that made it to the top of the heap that are the very best. I mean, how are you going to get more awesome women professional wrestlers if you ignore the amateur wrestlers? How are you going to do that? I don't know. You know what? There's something else that doesn't get a lot of attention that you and I, you know, because we're friends, we can talk about this, and it's been brought up on my show before that my daughter bowls high school. And a lot of people are surprised by that. They didn't even know that it existed. And it does. It does. And she's really good and super talented. I wish people would take it a little more seriously, because the big stereotype with bowling, for me, before, hey, listen, I went to high school. Believe it or not, I graduated from high school. I know, knock you down with a feather. I did. I graduated. I think my high school had a bowling team, but I'm not sure. And I'm sure that there was a stigma attached to that. Like, oh, bowling's for fucking nerds. I catch a bowler walking around here, I'm going to put him in a locker or something. Ha, ha, ha. The one good thing about Generation Z, I think they've transcended that stupid ass cunty jock mentality of putting down kids that aren't involved in the big four sports. And it really, it should be the big five: hockey, basketball, football, and soccer. They don't really, you know, kids can letter in anything nowadays, and I think that's great. I think it's great. Kids letter in theater. Kids letter for their grades. Kids letter in robotics. Anything you can think of. It's not the... Well, you know, you can letter in track, too. Well, I really should have wrote some notes down, but I'm driving home from work, and I decided to do this show by myself. So I can't look at notes and drive the car. Just be satisfied that you're getting a show, right? So I think these club sports need more attention. Girls wrestling and bowling. If you got a kid at home, and a lot of the people that listen to my show probably do, and your kid's not good at anything, I mean, you could send them, I mean, you know, you can't lie as a parent. Like, parents get way too involved in these sports, and they want to lie to themselves that all their kids are going to turn pro, which that's not going to happen. It's not. And if your kid isn't any good at the big five sports, the big five I already mentioned, give the other ones a chance. Stick them in the wrestling. Stick them in the bowling. Stick them in the track. Don't go out and spend all your damn money on these club sports that play year-round. And what the hell is that, by the way? You can call me an old fogey, old whiny, out-of-touch guy. I'm 46 years old, not that old. I guess I'm middle-aged. Hopefully I live to, what's the math on that? 92? Hopefully I live that long. But, you know, I don't think kids should be playing sports the same sport year round. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's obsessive. And you know who created it? Parents. My generation and the generation before, millennial and Generation X parents, created this club sport bullshit where we stick our kid into one sport year round. And it's wrong. Absolutely wrong. Kids should be out trying different sports with the season. They play hockey in the winter. They play baseball and, you know, whatever the fuck else during the summer. They're switching sports. How are they supposed to grow as a person if all they do, say you have a girl, if all they do is play fast pitch softball all year? That's it. That's all they do. Can you, you know, they play fast pitch softball in a dome. I tried playing softball in a dome in my 20s in my bar league for like a goof. We signed up for this winter league in this dome over in St. Paul. And it sucks. It's stupid. We were playing on AstroTurf. Like we're pros or something. And we need to play during the winter. So we could be better during the spring. What a bunch of shit. How pathetic. It wasn't even fun. I mean, the balls would just bounce off that AstroTurf. And, you know, they hit you in the fucking face. It was just a huge waste of money. Stupid. I just don't think parents should be doing that anymore. Well, I'm just about home. Is there anything else you want to talk about? I don't know. Let me think. What else? You should, if you're listening to my show all the time, you should tell a friend to listen. My numbers are down. I gotta have some numbers in order for me to keep doing this. And I want to hear from you more. Listen to me bitch and moan. Oh, the bitchy, whiny podcasting guy doesn't get enough attention. Yeah, that's right. I don't. I want to hear from you a little more often. Send me an email, wisecrackingwithwinter@yahoo.com. You can get a hold of me on Twitter, get wisecracking. Facebook. It's all there. I got to hear from you so I know that there are people listening, and I know there are. I mean, I can see the numbers, but I want to hear from you a little more often. I got to have my ego stroked. That's what it boils down to. Mike needs his ego stroked. So please tell him what a good job he is, or what a good job he's doing, right? Do that. Sponsors. Hey, if you're buying a house in Indianapolis, get a hold of Paul Lambie. You know Paul Lambie. Paul Lambie. He's over there at Carpenter Realty. He's down the road at Carpenter Realty. He's just waiting for you to get a hold of him. He's just waiting. Waiting and waiting and waiting. That essential employee. Essential worker. Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realty. Holding it down in this pandemic. If you like salsa, Who Hurt You Verde Salsa. That's what you want to eat. You can find it on Facebook. It is a Facebook page. His name is Tim. Tim Cruzen owns Who Hurt You. I think I said Who Hurt Me. Who Hurt You Verde Salsa. That's what you want. That's what you need. It's awesome. And hopefully this pandemic's over and you want to book entertainment for your wedding or party or whatever, look no further than Evolve Entertainment Minnesota. Evolve MN on Facebook. I own the company with Victoria. We offer all sorts of different options for your upcoming nuptials or whatever. There, I got through all the ads. Hey, March Madness is coming up. Thank God, right? I love March Madness. Seeing as there's no decent basketball in Minnesota, I have March Madness to look forward to. Well, anyway, that's all I got. I'm home. What more do you want from me? I'm not going to sit in my car and keep talking to you all day. So I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking to you one-on-one. And be well. Bye.